you know, it's really significant, I think, that we're having this meeting and this conversation, because that creates another dot on the map. You know,
that
Penobscot Bay, or Friends of Penobscot Bay, or whoever, wherever this goes, it's significant that it puts the area on notice. That there is an awareness, and there is a motion here to monitor things.
And I'm getting three or four emails tomorrow, right? Being like, so how was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did people show up? Are they, you know, are they doing stuff? What are they? And it's nice to be able to report back.
Right.
Positively, right? Like, there's a lot more like, water keepers have emerged and been effective from less than this. Right. A lot less than the work you guys have been doing here, so.
It'll take time, but this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and
I think that's just very significant.
Good.
As I said,
you know, with all your work, Ron, and how this body has come together, and look how many people we have here today.
Yeah.
You know, that's significant.
And we'll see on Fox News.
Yeah, I was like, how do I have a candid conversation about organizing, environmental organizing with them? And I'm like, is that the Fox News? I think it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know, I figured.
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
I was going to go out and talk to her. Huh? Well, you know, I want to thank you.
Any
more questions? Certainly, if people are interested, sign up the sign-up sheet. If I can contact you to find out what skills are, what you're interested in, because some people are just really, really good at one issue, or some other folks are very comfortable on a sailboat, or they like being behind a microscope, and so on. And all those skills end up being hugely valuable. And some people are rich, and they're going, oh, sure, we'll help fund this or that. And whatever it is, as long as, because we know that the bay is getting, you know, the developers are coming. The industrial wannabe developers are also coming. As Pete said, the Searsport Select Board just gave a big thumbs up, right, to that big steel junk place.
They did.
So Matt, they gave it a license. Oh. It still has to go up for.
Yeah, I heard we've had similar recycling, like shredding and recycling facilities.
CLF, but that worked with the EPA.
They
received over $500,000 in fines for water air violations.
Well, they were so egregious that Portsmouth asked them not to come back.
Right, they wouldn't even negotiate. But not only there, but more quietly, even in this state. Where'd they come? The easiest pickings.
Well, that's the LNG story, too, right, for us. Yeah. It's LNG. They crept all the way up to the coast, and they got to Washington County, and there was some interest. And the fight on that has been because there's folks across the border in resort towns, really, to be totally candid about it, and because the ships have to pass through Canadian waters, so we've got a bit of push on it. But yeah, it's like they're going to keep
these things keep coming up. It'll be this developer or that, or this someone wants to relicense with more lead, like the cement plant got permission to put more lead into the atmosphere, not less.
And I think that's why I think that's one of the reasons why it becomes worth it to put some energy into support setting up an organization that can stick around and sort of withstand changes in people and support a bit more, because stuff's just going to keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ron, could you support it? And our biggest challenge, our biggest polluters are all foreign companies. Do you have experience with that and you could share?
I don't. So it's Irving and Cook are the people I work with, and they behave like foreign companies, but they're locally bred, and they don't necessarily keep their money in Canada or New Brunswick, but they're from there.
You know, we worked on stopping a quarry in
you'd have more on this.
And that was a company from New Jersey that was going to extract a huge amount of basalt out of the North Mountain on Digby Neck. And that was a very large assessment, a joint federal and provincial assessment, and it got stopped. We now have a company from Alabama up near Cape Breton, Black Point. Funny thing, it was called White Point. Black Point now up near Cape Breton, and they want to even almost twice the size quarry to do a granite quarry, coastal granite quarry, that's then going to haul stuff down to Alabama.
So
that's going through. We had a full panel review on the White's Point quarry, and this one is only getting a comprehensive study because in Canada they pretty well gutted.
Yeah, they've gutted
the Environmental Assessment Act,
along with our Fisheries Act, along with our Navigable Waters Protection Act, which is now the Navigation Protection Act. When they take the word water out of something, it's usually bad.
Now they may be that. I think the next election, which is coming up in this year, that the Conservatives are dropping in their support, and Green Party's coming up
a little bit,
but also the Liberals with Justin Trudeau is. Possibly could form a government. They've been talking about it will be a majority or
and
minority.
A